Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 65 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 66 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 68 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees.
KF8EMZ, this is KF8EDQ. Alright, no copy on KF8DMZ, this is KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees.
KE8ZRH mobile. Going. It's going okay. Been kind of a rough day. I'm in summer classes at MSU. There's a bunch of work. Water died in the apartment and my car battery was dead. But I finally, after a bunch of maneuvering, was able to get a car up close, jump my battery, and I think my woes are over today.
Just studying at the U.
So, what's your name? I'm Charlie.
Mike's my name. What are you studying? What kind of classes are you taking currently?
I'm in criminal justice. I was electrical engineering, but decided I just didn't find it very fun. So, I'm basically doing catch-up of taking 4 years of classes worth so I can graduate on time.
That sounds like too people-y of a profession for me.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my new classes a whole lot. I'm actually on my way to the MSU Engineering Building right now for a small amateur radio club meetup. I am the club president as of May, but I haven't done a whole lot, so I'm basically going to figure out what my duties actually are now and what I should be doing.
They got a club at the college?
Yes, sir, since 1919.
That's cool. That's interesting. So you're gonna work in the system? I don't know if I could do that. That's just bizarre. I don't know. I'd want to be helping, but I'd end up probably hindering. I don't know. I just not really enough.
Yeah, I enjoy that sort of stuff. And then we just got a new repeater set up at the club, too, so should have better coverage from WMSU, which we used to be one of the worst 70-centimeter repeaters and should be one of the better ones now.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't even like dealing with the probate department that I've got to deal with because it's people-y, and there's no accountability. It's only a one-way accountability, and once I get through with what I'm having to deal with, with a guardian situation, I'm ever going to volunteer to do this again. I can't even imagine doing actual probate, let alone probate. The probate stuff to deal with just yuck. It's just I hate And I'm running up on a time limit now, and I got to make some calls today after I get back from where I'm going and try to straighten things out with a psychiatric thing that I've got, the ward that I have, I've got to run in. And it's tough. It's a tough gig. Again, I'm not people-y enough. Hats off to the people that can do it.
Yeah, I'm currently looking at a job with Meridian Township just doing basic police stuff because I when it gets to, I guess, large bureaucracy, I can't handle it. I think, yeah, if I was doing probation or parole stuff, I would be underwater in that. I currently work for, I have some smart jobs for MSU PD, working events and security and stuff like that. And even just in that small student job, there's a whole lot of bureaucracy to navigate. People are always changing who works at what office and what phone numbers to call, and relating to ham radio, or there's all sorts of different incompatible radios and patches. And yeah, it's just the communication and the navigation and talking to people, especially at MSU, is a pain.
You know, I used to have people, and I was too rowdy when I was a kid. There's no way I could have done, I couldn't have went in the military. People would ask me about that, too, and I'd say, nope, can't handle the authority. And I definitely had an issue with authority when I was a kid. But the people, the older folks that knew me said, why don't you do a constable job or go get a, you know, go do something like that. Because, you know, I'm decent with people, most people, but I just told them I can't do it. There's no way on God's green earth that I would do it. Now, I got a couple buddies that are EMT police and things like that. They do like both and stuff, and then one or two that, you know, that they do the patrol stuff, and I'm like, no way.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm kind of weird. I don't like human conflict, but I like it when I can resolve it the best I can. But okay, I'm at the engineering building now. I got to get going. It was nice to meet you, Mike. This is Charlie, KV8VRH, and I'll be clear for now, 73.
You have a good afternoon, and hopefully everything goes smoothly there in the engineering department, and have fun in the radio. 73 KB8 OE. I don't know where you're trying to get into or where you're trying to get in from, but I think you need to grow an antenna or something to help with the signal a little bit. I heard was a couple of blocks of static
you Yeah, I'll be right, beauty.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 82 degrees.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 78 degrees.
Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, mobile.
This is KEACD. Could you repeat that last transmission station?
Echo Bravo, East, Oscar, Echo 88, East.
Are you local in Saginaw? Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Good afternoon there. How you doing today, Mike?
I should be better. I should be worse. That's a fact. Looking like it might rain later today. I don't know. I haven't looked at the weather, but it kind of just blew me out. Could be that smoke blowing across still. I don't know.
I'm looking at the weather right now. There's an awful lot of rain going by from west to east down by Toledo, where I'm at here, just south of Mount Clemens. We had a brief burst of rain. It looks like we might get another one. Whereabouts are you at right now?
Good afternoon. 15.
West of Otter Lake, about 3 miles, right halfway between Otter Lake and M15 on Lake Road.
Yeah, there's a good chance you're going to get some rain in a while. There's a branch of it sticking up to the northwest that's headed steadily east, and it goes all the way up to Saginaw Bay.
No, don't look like I'm getting inside the bee boxes today. Maybe I'll work on paperwork. I think I got a couple calls to make anyhow.
Yeah, there you go. I'm already back indoors. After the rain hit here, it kind of put the kibosh on the things that I was doing. So I'm like, go in, sit down, fart around on the computer, fire up the radio.
you were?
All over a goodly portion of Sterling Heights and Clinton Township and Warren and stuff like that. I'm retired now, and basically I DoorDash for radio money. And basically I go out twice a day for about 3 hours.
You know, I wondered how good a gig that is. I was thinking to myself, you know, I could try to collect a fleet of something that does real well on fuel. Then I thought, you know, the roads are horrible. I almost hate to do that to a vehicle. Unless I had a frame rack and a hoist where I could just change out parts when I needed to and straighten things out after I almost wipe it out in one of these car-eating potholes. And then if I'm doing that, I might as well just rent and make money that way instead. I don't know, I'm on the fence. I mean, I think a guy could make some pretty decent coins, but, oh my God, the roads here are just horrible.
Yeah, copy to that. I've been up that way before, and yeah, the roads can be a real mess out that way. But as far as making money at it, it's wildly variable. It depends on where you are, you know, how good of a customer you get, how willing they are to tip, and all sorts of things. Now, around here, you can make $50 in 3 hours fairly easily. So you can do like $100 in a day and things like that, and, you know, you're not going to get rich doing it, but it's definitely a good supplement to your income if you already got another good source going.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably ought to stick with the bees as one of those sidelines, you know, to have something relatively steady through the summer.
One of the things that I've been finding is that it's harder to make money at this in the summer than it is in the winter, because in the summer people are more willing to go out to eat and things like that. In the winter, not so much, so they're more inclined to order in. And also, when the weather is really bad, is a decent time to be out there, because people will order just because they don't want to be the ones out in the rain or the snow.
Now, if I was in a city, I suppose, but I'm way out in the middle of nowhere, and I'd have to go into a town to do it. I don't know. It seems counterintuitive when it's warm out for me to do it. And the bees are an interesting sideline, but it's hard to keep them alive through the winter. You really got to know what you're doing, and to get through spring with any of them at all.
You're a beekeeper? That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
I'm setting up to do queen rearing, and I catch swarms and do walkaway splits and that type of thing. I've done several cutouts, and those are a pain in the neck, but you know, when people have the necessity, I can come there and cut the bees out. Then I end up with extra wax and things like that. But it's an interesting hobby, that's for sure. I haven't figured out how to keep everything away from them. The mites bring a lot of horrible things to the bees, and that's what's killing them in the end. Maybe 8 will always.
Well, I am of absolutely no use to you there, because other than the fact that I know just how necessary the bees are for the environment, I know nothing about beekeeping. But if you do end up with extra wax, don't throw it away. That is some of the best candle wax you'll ever see.
Don't affect your allergies. What else it does that I found is really incredible. If you eat a bulb, like you do with normal oil, spray it on with WD-40 or something to loosen a bolt. What I found with beeswax, if you get that bolt hot and you hit it with beeswax, it it melts. It's like a crayon, sort of, but it, and crayons are good for this, too. But the way the wax melts in the body, what it's comprised of and how it works, when you put that wax on that bolt, it'll suck that stuff right down in the threads, and that bolt will spin right out easier than any other compound I've used, any other compound I've ever used to get a bolt out, stuck bolt.
Huh, that's a new one on me. Beeswax does some pretty amazing stuff.
It makes great lip balms, stuff like that, and I always give it back to the bees when it's time to get brood started and stuff. I use it for starters, so they'll build on it.
Well, if I had to hazard a guess, I'd say you're on the right track doing things right. If you can figure out how to deal with the mites, you're going to be doing really good with this. KF8, DPZ.
Break up the brood cycle is the main thing. Break the brood cycle, and while the brood is all open, you hit them with the formic or oxalic acid. I don't like using any pesticides. It gets in the wax, and you can't treat with a honey superon. Oxalic acid is in all kinds of things we eat, broccoli, those type of things, asparagus, and in high doses, the mites cannot take it, and the bees can. And it doesn't impart in the taste of the honey, and it doesn't affect the wax. So it's about the best thing. I just don't want to use a bunch of antibiotics and other chemical treatments. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, I can understand that. I would keep it to a minimum then. You know, if oxalic acid is safe to use and it doesn't harm humans, then I would think that would be the route that I would go. The one that does the least amount of harm while I get away with using the least amount of chemicals.
A big dose of it probably isn't good for you, but I've had people come up and say, you're going to use that on your bees? Would you eat it? Well, you do eat it in small quantities and all kinds of different vegetables. And I look at them, and I'll lick my finger, and I dip it in the oxalic acid powder, which is wood bleach, basically. And I'll rub it across my tongue and put it in my mouth, and I'll spit it out, because it tastes like it's just a horrible taste thing. But, you know, I'm not going to put anything in them colonies that I can't potentially eat.
I tell you what, I would certainly hope not.
They put it down in the brood chamber in the 10-framers. They put all sorts of horrible stuff down there to treat the bees. I won't do it. I'll refuse. There's no way I'm putting any... Oh, I got a call coming in. If I don't get back to you, 73-KB80OE.
All right, copy that. KF8-DBZ, standing by. TPZ, standing by.
Eagle Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring. W8DW, W8DW, KE8CB. Nothing heard, KE8CB monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 80 degrees.
Eagle Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 83 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees.
KFA DFO monitoring.
All stations, this is MHDDD. The Macomb County ARPS CNAP will start in 15 minutes.
KE4ZYQ monitoring.
All stations, this is MHDDD. The Macomb County ARPS CNAP will start in 5 minutes.
MHDDZ, KE4ZYQ, you got a little bit of noise on your signal, not sure why.
Well, I'm not sure why either, Joe. That's frustrating. Just got a radio check from someone this morning after I made an antenna adjustment, and they said I was 5-9 volt widening. I'm just freaking out. Now what? Thanks, y'all. Okay, I'm going to look out there, see if I get anything in the next couple of minutes. It's a little noise, but is it at least readable?
Well,
Well, you are readable, but it's an intermittent every other second or so. Static coming in, that's almost knocking out every other syllable. But you are readable, but it's not natural. It's an intermittent static that comes in more than just a little noise. It's a lot of interference. If anybody else on frequency can verify, go ahead. KE4ZYQ.
I agree with Joe.
Yeah, I agree with Joe. You got a noisy signal. And I'm mobile, so if you could just check me in, I'll be in and out. This is Kilo Bravo 8, Quebec Yankee Juliet. Over.
Yeah, I can get you in here, but I got a Kilo Bravo 8, but I didn't get the rest. I wasn't ready.
It's Kilo Bravo 8, Quebec, Yankee Juliet. Over.
All right, KB8QYJ, gotcha. And can I get a name with that?
My name is Bob. Bravo, Oscar, Bravo.
All right, I got you in, Bob, and you just wanted to be in and out, right?
That's correct. I'm driving and just about home, ready to get some dinner. Have a good evening. This is KB8QYJ.
KB8QYJ, NHDDZ, okay. Have a great night. Enjoy your dinner. Thanks for checking in. I got you in the book. This is NHVDZ, and I will be standing by for the Macomb County ARPSC net, which is starting in 2 minutes.
Mike, what power are you running? 8080.
I'm doing 20 watts. You think that's it? Do I need more?
I was just saying drop a little bit because you're fighting between the Mount Clemens and the Warner repeaters. I'm looking on the voter. So the Mount Clemens repeater, I think, has a little bit of an issue, but the Warner one is solid.
All right, dropped it down to, let's think about 10 watts. How's that now?
It's still noisy. I don't know.
No, I wonder if somebody lied to me this morning. I hate that. Oh, well.
Yeah, Mike, I'd quickly check your connections or anything else. So it's KE4ZYQ.
But I just did everything good and solid here. I went the other way. I went up to about 45 watts. How's that now? Is that better or worse?
I probably had to take care of something here. It's still a little bit empty there, but the length of your transmission wasn't able to tell if it's gone or not, but it's there still, it seems.
All right, we're going to have to deal with this, and if people listen, I'll apologize along the way. I'm sorry for that. All right.
Hey, Mike, just for the heck of it, check your microphone connection and see if it's on the microphone or the connection to the radio, KE4ZYQ.
All stations, this is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I will be W8MAC, that's Whiskey Alpha 8 Mike Alpha Charlie for tonight's Macomb County ARPSC net. And I'm going to start with an apology.
I talked to somebody this morning, I don't remember who it was, didn't write down their call. Somebody gave me a radio check this morning on this frequency and told me I was 5-9 full quieting, and now I come back to the radio, and I'm apparently hearing lots of noise, and I apologize for that. I thought I had fixed the problem, but it is still there, so I'm still hunting. So I'm sorry if you're going to have to deal with a little noise tonight. Forgive me.
In and out.
DD8OD, John. Got you here now, John. Have a good night. Be safe out there. We'll catch you on the next round. I will now just check in by location from stations starting from 8 Mile and going all the way to the top of the county at Fortman Road. Stations located between 8 Mile and 14 Mile. Please check in now.
This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, and I have a quick comment for Net Control, if you have a moment. Over. Name is Ray, and I'm at 10 Mile and Mound in the Warren.
Net Control recognizes WA4MLB Ray. Welcome to the net, Ray, and what was your, you had a comment, so go ahead with that comment.
Yeah, thank you. I got in here just a bit late, and I think there was some comment about whether your signal into the repeater was okay. There is absolutely nothing, you can take this to the bank, nothing wrong with your transmitted signal whatsoever. Any noise problem is coming from the repeater itself, so nothing, I'm sure there's nothing you can do about that. Sounds like a bad light bulb, an electrical problem, something generator noise right in the immediate vicinity of the repeater will do that, but not your problem, WA4MLD.
All right, thanks for that update, Brady, because, yeah, this morning, whatever's causing it wasn't doing it this morning, apparently. I got a trigger report from somebody. I don't want to say why, but, you know, why would somebody do that if we're, you know, it's not a contest, it's not, we're not, you know, I specifically asked for a signal check, a radio check, and they came back and told me I was quieting at the time, so I wonder if there's something out there that's interfering right now. Hopefully it'll just go away. Shut off whatever you're doing! All right. Any other stations in McComb County between 8 Mile and 14 Mile that want to check in, please check in now. Hearing none, we'll move on. This is Net Control Station WA8MAC calling for stations located between 14 Mile Road and 20 Mile Road in McComb County. Stations between 14 Mile and 20 Mile, please check in now.
Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo in Clinton Township. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. And one statement there, Mike, if it was the repeater, I don't hear it on anybody else but you, and you have a motorboat now where it's not cutting in and out with a lot of interference, RFI. It's a motorboat, but you're very readable. It's underneath your modulated readability, modulation readability, and it's a slight motorboat, but you're readable. KE4ZYQ.
Net Control recognizes KE4ZYQ, Joe. Thanks, Joe. Welcome to the net. Thanks for the comment there. Hopefully they'll... Maybe it'll clear up, who knows? Maybe we're just warming up the repeater, who knows? This is the control station, WK8MAC, calling for stations located between 20 Mile Road and Boardman Road in McComb County. Stations between 20 Mile Road and Boardman Road, please check in now.
Control. This is November 8, Hotel Alpha Papa, Joe, Juliet, Oscar, Echo, New Baltimore. I have no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet, Oscar, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet, Oscar. No traffic in and out. Good evening, fellas, on the HT today in Memphis.
is WAVD, Whiskey 8, Victor David. Name here is Wally, Whiskey Alpha, Lima, Lima Yankee, no traffic.
Net Control, this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, Tango India Mike, in Richmond, no traffic.
Net Control recognizes on the bottom up. WRO, Tim. WHDD, Wally. KTHKJO. We didn't get a name on that one. I didn't, the last two, the F and the F, I didn't get a name for it. KTHKJO. Can I get a name?
Sorry, Mike. It's Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Tango Oscar Mike, KCHKJO.
Hey, Tom, got you on, and NAHAP. I know you said your name, but I went to type this one, so you just said it. So, help me out if you would.
Yeah, no problem, Mike. It's Joe, Juliet Oscar Echo.
All right, so let's see. So Net Control officially recognizes KTHKJO, Tom, and NAHAP Joe. Welcome to the Net, gentlemen. This is Net Control Station W8MAC, and I will now take check-ins from those outside of Macomb County. Stations located in other counties other than Macomb, please state your call sign phonetically, followed by your name and the county you're calling in from, and whether you have any traffic or announcements to share with us. Stations outside Macomb County, please check in now. All right, hearing none, the question we have for this week is, what pulled you into, you know, the emergency management side of amateur radio? Something happened, or you just give it back, or someone call you up and say, hey, this is kind of cool, or, so what drew you in this direction? Just wondering that this week. And so we'll start at the top of our list. Let's see, we've got someone else here. We'll start with Ray, W84MLB. Ray, what pulled you into the emergency management part of amateur radio?
This is KE4ZYQ. Did we lose Net Control or did the repeater go down? Anyone on frequency? KE4ZYQ.
Oh, ZYQ. Whoa, there was a long pause in there and I stepped on you. Go again, Joe.
Yeah, Net Control, there was a long pause there. Didn't hear the caller you called on or you. Just wondering if your radio went down, if we lost the repeater or lost you. Katie Flores, do you like you? Just checking.
Well, I'm not really sure what happened. I called for you, and I also called for ML. WA4, let me go back. WA4MLB, are you there? Let's go. KE4ZYQ, Joe, what pulled you into the emergency management side of amateur radio?
Yeah, Net Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. And first of all, Mike, your signal, you're dropping out every now and then in the last couple of transmissions, so I'm not sure if you're SWR or something's happening down your end. And is there anybody on the frequency that can verify I'm making through the repeater, first of all? KE4ZYQ.
You're coming through full quiet, Ego. You're crystal clear.
Okay, Net Control, I appreciate that. 84ZU, I can return it. Well, I worked in healthcare for a while, and it was a job, but also was giving back to the community. My dad was a volunteer fireman when I was young, throughout my life until he retired. And it's good to give back to the community any way you can. And using the radio for good, let alone hobby, let alone just fun, and using it properly, it's a privilege and a pleasure, and definitely a privilege to utilize it, but also make some good out of it for the community. So I don't mind being on guard and ready and willing in my area to be a part of any part of Skywarn or any services. So there you go, Net Control, and thanks for doing the net tonight. Back to net, KE4ZYQ.
All right, thanks, Joe. And Joe, real quick question for you, because I know we talked, I don't know, it was probably 6 months ago, maybe more. You had mentioned that you have not taken Skywarn training. Just wondering if you have you done that yet?
Yes, Mike, I did pass the test on the class and the test. I have a piece of paper here in my shack. And I thought I turned something in to this net, or to the community, the county, Macomb County, to when we do Skywarn, because I turned in the paper, I believe. It should be somewhere. I'm pretty sure I sent a copy off to whoever needed it. But I do have the Skywarn training, but not a Skywarn number. Roger. Back in that case, of course, you want to keep.
Copy that. Thank you. I was just wondering, the question just came to mind. And, if you sent that stuff up to Dave, he's got it, I'm sure. But I'll say this just so everybody knows. I know I've said it before, but we get different people on the net. William County gives out a Skywarn number. Maybe Oakland does, too. Wayne County gives out a Skywarn number because the membership demanded it. The number means absolutely nothing to anyone. And Keith gives them out because everybody kept asking, when am I going to get my number? When am I going to get my number? But they do nothing with them. And so don't be expecting a Skywarn number from Macomb County, because why? There's no reason for it. So, we got your call sign. That's all you need. All right. Let us now move on to N8HAP Joe. Joe, what brought you into the emergency management side of amateur radio?
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Yeah, actually, I met Dave at the table next to me at the Lance Cruz swap shop, and grabbed a flyer from him. So that was kind of what stoked my interest in it. I've always been somebody that likes to take care of people and make sure everyone's safe. My career path kind of took me in that direction. Most people don't like inspectors, but I'm an electrical inspector full-time, so just like to make sure everybody's safe and no one has any accidents, so I guess that's pretty much it. N8HAP, back to that.
Copy that. Well, good to know that our flyers and some of the advertising that we've been doing is paying off and working, because people are noticing. I mean, I'm glad you saw it. I'm glad you are interested in it, and I hope we keep doing what we keep doing things that make you want to hang around. The reality is people don't like inspectors when they're doing it themselves and don't know what they're doing, and they're afraid that you're going to tell them it's wrong. When someone's buying a house, they love you, because you're going to tell me whether or not that house is safe for me to live in. So the reality is it all depends on who you're talking to and when you're talking to them. I personally don't mind you guys at all.
I think you did a great service to the community, and you know, as long as you're doing the job, I'm sure there are some unscrupulous guys out there that'll say, yeah, I noticed you put a penny in there, but you also gave me an extra $1,000 in my pocket, so I'm not going to say anything. Don't be one of them guys. Alrighty. Thank you, Joe. And we'll now move on to Tom. H-H-H-J. Oh, Tom. What pulled you into the emergency management side of amateur radio?
Hey, KJ. I heard about it, you know, over the years about Aries and ARPS and Oxcom and things like that. And then got more, a little bit more involved, involved with the FBI network and the guys on there. Met Wally. He asked me and talked to me about it. And then KCABDK, Paul. I told him about it, and both of the guys sent me links to it and the days of the meetings, and here I am, back to net, KJO, and I always like giving back to the community.
Yeah, excellent. We're glad you're with us, Tom. I know, and for me, I'll just throw mine in here real quick. For me, you know, it's fun to use our radio more. I get to have fun. I love doing the testing and going out into the field. And, you know, I run a net for war and search. And in the winter, you know, I do it from my shack here. In the summer, I load up my go box and find a parking lot someplace or a park someplace or you know, a parking garage and go up on the roof or wherever. I find a different place in Warren to go to run the Warren Search Net. And, you know, it just gives me good. I found the dead spot in Warren. And so I know if the emergency's there, we can't set up there. So I just have fun with it, you know. So, and like I said, it's given back to the community. All right, Wally. Wally, I know part of your answer as a retired fireman. W-H-E-D, Wally. Give us a little bit on why you are doing the emergency management side of amateur radio.
Fireman, medic, blah, blah, blah. Met my late wife in a hospital ER, who knew? And so that was part of it. But the secondary part was of it was I was asked by Sean, if I would be interested in helping out and joining in something of this nature. And I didn't even know anything like this existed. I always, you know, I just blew by the nets. I really could care less, you know, I'll be honest with you, listening to them and things of that nature. I mean, I would stick my nose in if there was a storm or something of that nature. So, so my past, my love for helping people, and W8FU was probably the biggest influence, and he just presented it to me, and I did some research on it, and here I am. W8BD.
All right, thanks. And for those on the net, Wally's one of our valuable members on our leadership team for Macomb County's ARPSC. And we thank you very much, Wally, for all that you do. A lot of it is in the background, and the guys don't see, so they may not know. But thank you very much. Okay, we'll now move on to Tim, November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim, what pulled you towards the emergency management side of amateur radio?
Well, good evening, Mike and all. I've been retired for quite some time now, and I just enjoy using the ham skills for some purpose, I guess. I was involved with Skywarn many years ago, and I got a hold of Paul from the county, and he directed me over to that first meeting on about 3-4 months ago. And then once we had the set this spring, well, you guys had me hooked. That was it. So between Skywarn, the set, and then just motivated to learn more about the hobby. Like right now I'm trying to work on my level 2, and I'm, going to learn how to do, not big deal, but power pole and then PL-259s. Some of the stuff we got to do is interesting. I really enjoyed WinLink. I'm still working on that as well. But just it makes it enjoyable, and it gives it purpose, is what I'm thinking. That's all I got. Back to Ned.
Excellent. Thanks, Tim. And if anybody, you or anybody, needs any assistance with, doing the power poles or doing, the PL-259 connectors or anything like that, just ask. I'm very proficient at both of them, and I expect there are others on the team also that are. And if you need the help if something isn't making sense, if it's not working when you get it done, whatever, feel free to ask. We're here to help. And here to help you grow. Alrighty. That is the bottom of our list for this week. So, this is Net Control Station WHMEC, and I will now take late check-ins. Late check-ins, please state your call sign phonetically, followed by your name and your county you are calling from, followed by whether you have any traffic or not. Late check-ins, please check in now.
Whiskey 1, India, Kilo, Macomb.
This is WA4MLD with a quick comment when you get to it.
Try again.
Yeah, whoever tried to check in there, you're not holding the repeater. I get this is, and then beep. So let me try one more time. Maybe you could do a little antenna adjustment, move a few feet in one direction or the other. Let me try again. What drew you into emergency management? for your amateur radio. So that's the question. What kind of drew you this way into emergency management? Go ahead, Jim. W1 India Kilo.
W8MIC Net Control, here's Whiskey 1 India Kilo, Jim in East Point, Michigan. Good evening, Mike, and good evening to all aboard. Well, I'm not super-duper active in emergency management type communications. However, I did begin as a new ham with the Utica Shelby Emergency Communication Association, which in those days, the early 90s, was doing quite a bit of public service type emergency communication, and we're also providing repeater access for a number of emergency-centric type groups for use when they needed it. At any extent, I became active with that group and began doing some community service type work with the Romeo Peach Festival Parade and a few other things, but also parallel to that became active in Navy Marine Corps MARS, which was much more rigidly structured, and learned a great deal there before NAVMAR Corps MARS was disbanded, unfortunately, and folded into MARS as a general shares type arrangement, with mostly Air Force MARS being the primary service related MARS now. At any rate, for reasons that I won't get into here, I gravitated away from that and have basically just been hanging on to and using and providing my expertise when the situation arises locally. So not a whole lot else to talk about there, but always like to listen to and be abreast of what's going on in the public service slash emergency management circles. With that, we'll send it back to our net control station, W8MAC. Thank you very much, Mike, and back to you, W1IK.
Hey, Jim, just to keep it legal, this is NHDDZ as WAAMAC, Corbin, Stone County Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. And just so you know, the Macomb County ARPSC has been idle for a number of years, somewhat idle, for a number of years, and Dave Kirtle is now the EC, and I'm the deputy EC, and we've, just a couple months ago, 5 months ago or so, we started it back up again, and so if you are interested in looking in at, looking back to us, we meet on Thursday, the third Thursday of the month, at the MISD at 7 o'clock, third Thursday of the month. And this Thursday, actually, this month, actually, we're going to have one of the guys out from your club, from the Lance Cruz Club, to talk to us about fox hunting. And so it's going to be a pretty interesting meeting. So if you're interested in looking into us, you're more than welcome to join. Anybody is. But Jim, I know you, and you're a great guy, and I'd love to have you on the team if you are interested in that. All right, let's move on to Don, KNS. Don, are you into emergency management all there in Oakland County? And
that. You got a long haul all the way to the Mount Clemens for Peter. So maybe that's what our problem is tonight. That is the bottom of our list. So, this will conclude tonight's session. Well, let me just give a couple announcements. Dave is out of town, and so he is normally making announcements right now. So I just got one or two I want to throw out to you. The past book, glad to hear that many of you are working forward on your past book. Outstanding. And if you have any questions or any problems, please feel free to email Dave or I so we can help you out and get you moving forward. We're looking at some trainings coming up. We are also looking at sometime this summer, hopefully sooner than later, field day is this Saturday, Sunday, so it's going to, after that, that's going to free up a bunch of my preparation. I'm the cook for the Park Amateur Radio Club, and also doing field day, also I cook, so I'll be playing radio and playing food, so it's been a pretty busy last couple of weeks, and had a couple of family trips in there, and so this will clear up some time for me, and we're looking at doing a repeater crawl in the Macomb County, and hopefully a couple of them, so we can hit several repeaters along the way, and you can find out what your system is doing and make changes to make your signal better and being able to reach, you know, all the different repeaters around the county and into Oakland, Wayne, St. Clair, our surrounding county. Wayne County does a repeater call. It's outstanding. It's on Friday night. And I've done a lot of this kind of stuff. I'm right on the edge of being able to reach Monroe from my house without a guide or, you know, any kind of specialized antenna, directional antenna. I'm trying to see if I can do that. We'll see if I can get there, but it's because of things like the repeater crawls. They will let you know what your antennas are capable of and not capable of, and it can help you to be better. So we're going to be there. And so I think that's about it. And I will also say one last thing, that the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club is having field day at Scout Park in Hazel Park, Michigan. It's around it's between the Quinder and John R. and around the 9 Mile area. Scout as in Boy Scout. Scout Park. Easy to find. Especially for new hams, if you're interested in seeing what happens at field day, if you want to come in and you just want to look around, or if you want to transmit, or whatever you want to do, we're going to start our day at the Cozy Cabin restaurant at the Quinder and 12 Miles. We're going to have breakfast starting at 8 o'clock. As soon as we're done with breakfast, we're heading over to Scout Park. We will be erecting power antennas and loop antennas and all kinds of fun stuff. So it's a great learning experience, especially for a new ham or somebody who's never done anything like that before. So you're all welcome to come out and join us there if you'd like. I don't know what other clubs are doing field days or where they're doing them, so I'm not trying to pull you from your own club or your own gig. Just if you don't have one and you don't know what's going on, please, you're welcome to join us. We'll have some fun. If you want to transmit, we'll get you ready to transmit out, and we'll all have some fun and have a day. We'll start transmitting it on Saturday, and we will finish transmitting around 10 p.m. Sunday. So full 24 hours of transmitting after we get set up, it'll just be fun. So, with that, this will conclude tonight's session of the Macomb County ARCS weekend.
NXVDZ, KU4ZYQ.
And hope you will join us next Thursday evening. Please check out the Macomb County ARPSC Facebook page. This is NXVDZ as WHMAC closing the net at 7:48 p.m. local time. And I will now return this repeater to regular amateur use.
Let's see if it's a better idea. That's up to you. Back to you.
Yeah, if you want to send that, you can. I know, I mean, hearing this bad and hearing exactly what they, you know, I don't, I'm going to talk to Sean tomorrow and see if we can get some time together to look at what's going on. Something's going on. So we'll have to find out. I know that there are some issues that I could look at a little deeper and that I'm going to. You can send it if you want, Joe, but I probably won't do much with it. You know I got bad sound. That's all I need to know. And I'll be trying to repair it, but I appreciate the assistance there.
Yep, QSL that, and on the Skywarn spotter training, that was turned in to the ARPSC on April 14th of this year, and if they doesn't have it or you find that the organization doesn't have it, I can resend it, but I did send it April 14th this year. KU4ZYQ, thanks for the net.
Is Joe. I'll send an email to Dave just to make sure he's got it. And if not, we'll get back to you and you can send it off to us. I'm not sure he's keeping all of his, so yeah, he might, I don't know. I don't know exactly how he's tracking. We're still in the game of setting up and how do we want the organization to work. And so we've already made some changes, we've thrown some things out, put some new things in for how we store stuff, how we track stuff. So it's still a morphing object right now for the ARPSC, but we'll get there. But we'll make sure that we have it down that you are trained at the very least. So, thanks, Joe. Have a great night. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu, and I'm heading back to my family. I'll be clear. Good night, everybody.
Yep, KE4ZYQ, clear frequency.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.
NAWCB, this is Katie Wang.
Well, we need a scorecard to keep track of you these days, all this overtime you're working, but at least you got the weekend there. How was things today?
especially when you get two of your coworkers screaming at each other and all that happens is a slap on the hand. Kind of frustrating, but oh well, it's behind us and the weekend is upon us.
Yeah, you definitely don't need the drama in the room. You've got enough drama with calls coming in. Now that's a shame. But like you say, it's behind you. It's a memory, and at least you got the weekend open. And hopefully the calendar is free for no overtime. You sure done enough.
Yeah, I think I'm done with the overtime for right now. Seen enough, heard enough, and I'm like, nah, I'm good with taking a break for a bit.
Just enjoying making the big bucks there, you know. Something exciting you can do, or something you can something I can spend, something that you need, or something like that. But I'm glad you were able to do that. I didn't realize you were working at 24 on Tuesday.
Yeah, and it helped out. I was waved double time in my face, so I can't resist the double time.
I don't blame you. I definitely blame you. They're waving that carrot like that. Absolutely. Double time is a good thing there.
Yes, indeed. Indeed it is. So it helps with the bills, and it helps put food on the table.
Yeah, that's for sure. With inflation and double inflation, definitely need the double time. And so grateful for God's provision for you.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So, how was your day today? What did you guys end up doing?
Basically, I did the drop there by the driveway, and it was getting long again, and took care of that, took care of the lawn on Tuesday. But other than that, I'm finished with the week. It's been a hot one, and glad that, I don't know, the heat, I like the heat better than I like the humidity, but both are pretty, there's something.
Yeah, when it's a dry heat, it's not bad, but when you have the humidity, it's unbearable.
And TV, yes, I'll tell you, I definitely noticed the difference today. Like I say, the heat is bad, but I'm going to have a lower humidity with the heat, and, you know, it probably is about 78, 80 degrees out there, but the humidity was just really rough. I was just kind of glad to get that shrub over with, and like I say, I think I'm caught up outside.
Yeah, I hear you. It's this heat's been pretty bad. We've lost several of our trucks to the heat because, you know, they'll sit there and idle, and they'll overheat, and then they have to be brought in and switched out, and it's been a pain.
Yeah, I remember some of the cars, the CD cars, the Caprice is there and the Crown Vicks to do that occasionally. And biggest thing we found to do was to spray down the front of the radiator there because it would get, you know, really dirty in the front. And that was one of the things that I remember the panic did. Yeah, it makes it hard. This hot weather does a car, electronics, those kinds of things.
Yeah, we had one through. They were out there, switched trucks because they overheated and went back out. And the next truck that they took out overheated. And it's like, okay, you guys are black clouds here. Stop it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Wow, you have two in a row like that. And, you know, what are you going to do? Sit in the truck there and open the windows and, you know, when you're standby or in your post, that makes it kind of hard.
It does. And, you know, when you're transporting a patient in the back and it's 90 degrees in the back, that's not fun either, and it's not good for the patient, not good for the crew either. So it's like, well, that truck's got to come out of service, and I'm trying to get something different.
Yeah, that's for certain. It's like I say, it makes it kind of difficult. You know, just trying to keep an eye on things even here, the electronics and other things going. So, yeah, this heat takes a toll there. At least we didn't have roads that buckled like in some other places I've heard. I think there was one in South Dakota, and I think there's one in Missouri. The road just buckled up because of the heat.
Yeah, no, I've seen that one. That was funny. Some guy, well, I guess it wasn't funny when the guy, you know, hit the bump, but it was funny watching it. The Dukes of Hazzard, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, literally the Dukes of Hazzard there. So, this weather is just really from the heat to the tornadoes, derechos. Just all in between is just really, it's really been something.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I'm gonna run into the store here real quick and grab something for supper. But I'll be right back out here shortly.
QSL, we will be standing by. NAWCB, standing by.
Copy, thank you. KYNU is clear for now.
N5 WCS, Mike. Mike, N5 WCS.
NAWCB, this is KYNU.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Well, you picked up dinner, eh?
No, I lucked out. I didn't have what I was looking for. And bringing his brothers here, so. Sorry. We'll see what the boss wants to do. But all good.
Yeah, I believe it. Even 8:30 at night, you think, everybody's had their dinner. I guess maybe everybody worked overtime or things like that going on, and until 8:30. Still got a line in the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how many people are still out. It's like, go home. It's late.
Well, I guess the night's still young, I suppose. The daylight hours. Getting ready for the long weekend. I guess everybody's got the same idea like me too, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. It's all right. But, Yeah, well, we're heading up tomorrow. We're heading up to Frankenmuth, or not Frankenmuth. We're heading up to Mackinac here for tomorrow till Monday, and we're gonna camp up at Mackinac Mill Creek and just kind of spend the weekend up there.
That sounds like a good thing. Hopefully you'll have good weather up there to enjoy and some time with the family. You guys like to do that. And, you were at Winter Port San Lac and you get to go up to, get another one of your favorite spots. So that'll be good. I hope you guys get to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting away and unwinding, using a relaxing time to just kind of unwind and not worry about work and just kind of enjoy the weekend.
Yes, absolutely. And who knows? I know probably most of it will be, on the HF band, but it's field day this weekend, and who knows, you might, get somebody on Simplex up there, the 5-2 meter frequency there, so you never know, you might be able to give it a try.
This is very true. I still haven't yet to plug in the north channels into the ICOM, but that's the plan at least. I think I'm going to do that here tomorrow before we leave and get those plugged in and maybe make some contacts here this weekend.
Yeah, you never know with conditions. The way they are, what they could be, and like you say, at least you get the 2 meter capabilities. You always try 70 centimeters, 444, not 00, but usually it's more on the 2 meter end of it. But hey, definitely see what others are doing up that ridge, see if there's any field day activities going, groups are gathering up there.
Yeah, for sure. I plugged in the Traverse City repeater in there. See what everybody's doing up there. Maybe reach out to them here this weekend too.
NAWCD, yeah, definitely. Plug in the Cherry Landers here into your radio. You can get out from there. I heard you up there. You were able to get into one of the mesh nets up there when you were up last time. So that would be that'd be pretty cool as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'm planning on bringing the DMR radio as well, so that'll have that along as well.
Absolutely, yes. We can definitely try that out. It might not be part of the organized field day, but again, it's an opportunity to test out your equipment and see what's working, see what isn't. Get into repeaters or see if you can make contacts on Simplex, but. If you have the time, obviously, your priority, and I'm sure you get to enjoy time with Leo and the kids there for sure.
Yeah, they like the radio stuff, so it would be good. It would be fun for them to be able to watch.
Well, there you go. That would be good. And like I say, get a little bit of R&R and enjoy the beach and bonfires, barbecues, and
other things you guys enjoy.
Yes, indeed. I'm looking forward to it. Nice bonfire and some sunsets there off Lake Huron. And it'll be good.
Definitely, definitely. I don't know. I might try to monitor down here. We'll see how active it is, if anybody's on or anything like that. I'm done with outdoors work. Might wash the car tomorrow. We'll have to see how the weather is, if it rains or not. Play it by ear.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Get out there and get some contacts too.
Yeah, I've tried there earlier in the week. Tried a couple of times to get everything pretty much. No success, but that's all good. We have those kind of weeks. But one of these times, somebody answers, you get a couple, and that's the fun of it. We'll see how, kind of go with things and see how we do.
Yeah, for sure. I heard you on the smart repeater this past week. You throw out your call sign, so it's like, all right, he's on the radio. Cool.
Yes, I did. Yes, that was one of them, I guess, this week. Like I say, it's been far and few between trying to keep things up. Usually kind of do things systematically around here. Shrubs, the lawn, kind of as things go. Do it the best they can. Take an hour, a little bit of time early in the morning if I can, and try to get those taken care of. It's definitely been sleeping good at night. Absolutely. That's definitely wore me out there.
Well, make sure you don't overdo it. Make sure you take care of yourself and pace yourself there.
Yeah, definitely. The other day when I was mowing the lawn, I took a break and had some nice cold water, just sat down on the deck and stayed, kind of laid low for a few minutes, feeling it. I appreciate the encouragement there. Definitely gonna do that. You gotta know the limits.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, definitely. My neighbor was out mowing the lawn on a 90-degree day, and I'm like, what are you doing? It's too hot out here. You didn't need to be mowing the lawn. And he's like, no, I need to get it done. And he's like, I want to get it, want to get it all finished up there. So, all right.
Yeah, that's why I chose Tuesday to do it, because, there's a lot of chances of rain over the next several days. If I don't get it done, then it's going to be longer. I wanted to try to keep it longer so it doesn't get burnt, but the strategies worked out. At least we've had a little rain. I think we had about a quarter of an inch just today. We'll see what the weekend brings as far as rain and any type of weather.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I've been watching the weather today, and I think we're supposed to get storms during this weekend, but they're scattered from what I'm seeing. And a lot of it started down south and then it went north, and a lot of that stuff just messed up. So that's all right.
Yeah, that's what I hear as well. So I think we're supposed to get more precipitation, if anything. But we'll see. It's just the way this year has gone. We had a pretty good downpour. I think it was around maybe 1, 2 o'clock this afternoon. It was
quick cell that had popped up, and like I said, I went out and checked, and we got about a quarter of an inch, and then it blew through, and that was it. So we'll take anything we can get at this point.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I, like I say, I keep saying this over and over. I will take this rain, and I will take the heat over the snow.
I'll agree with you there. You know, in a few months, you know, with the heat and that's going to be gone, and sure the white stuff will be flying, and the cold weather, and it'll be here too. I heard it was hot up in Alaska, even. They got up to 80 up that way. It's been a summer, so winter will come, cooler temperatures will come soon enough. NAWC.
Yeah, but not too soon. I'll gladly wait on that. For sure.
Agreed there, agreed. Right now, just looking out the window and just enjoying the beautiful sunset there off to the northwest there. Days are, it's the summer solstice, and I guess days are starting to get a little shorter now, I guess. We'll lose some minutes there, and then we'll really pick up after the 4th of July, and that we'll start losing a couple minutes or so a day.
Yeah, I'm enjoying them sunrises in the morning. It's been pretty nice. That's the only thing about getting up real early and going to work early is enjoy the nice sunrises. But I know soon enough they'll fade, and it'll be dark and dark when I get home. Get up to go to work in the morning, it'll be dark, and go home in the dark.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Boy, I agree with you. I used to really enjoy those sunrises. You know, whether it was getting up early in the 12th when I went to Shelby or heading east toward Clinton, just to get just the beautiful sunrises, especially, like I say, in the summertime. You definitely can't beat that. Kind of roll down the window, enjoy the breeze, and enjoy the view there of the sunrise.
Yes, indeed. It's definitely a nice thing about summer, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Enjoy it while you can there. Always like I say, always like this time of the year, spring and into summer, and I don't know, got to the place, enjoying all times of the year, but good, the longer days, I think that helps out, the sunnier days, the warmer temperatures a little bit, than anything to do without, but all good.
Yeah. So, it's been nice. I'm looking forward to, like I said, camping is one of my favorite things, and didn't get to do it as much this year as we did last couple of years, but still getting out there, still getting to camp, and you know, it's kind of nice. Just kind of relax, enjoying the bonfires and stuff.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. I'm glad for you guys. And, you know, it's important, like I say, to enjoy that family time and, you know, people get away. And, you know, hey, with all the overtime you've worked, definitely deserving of a break. Definitely deserves able to get away and enjoy the family and catch up with things and just enjoy the R&R there a bit.
Yeah, for sure. Does your fire pit still work? Is it still able to use that?
It's still good. Yep. We use it occasionally. Not a whole lot anymore, but when we get the opportunity, definitely enjoy the fire pit and the barbecue as well. Like I say, it's relaxing. And, you bring us some of the tree limbs and branches that we lose here as well.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's nice to have. It's nice to use. We haven't used ours this year, but yeah, when we go camping, we usually have a nice fire and try to get a good amount of wood so we can have one in the morning right when we wake up and one at night right before bed.
That's great. Like I say, start out with it, and of course, as the sun goes down, and cools off a little bit, get to enjoy the s'mores or something like that, roasted marshmallows, sit around and relax. Pretty cool stuff.
Indeed. Well, Ed, I'm home. I'm going to head in here and unwind, see what the plan is here for dinner. But hopefully you guys have a good night. Appreciate you coming along. And if you guys need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks. Appreciate it there. Glad you're in safely there. The long day is over, and I hope you enjoy your camping excursion, you and your family. You can definitely let us know on this end as well. But, thanks for the ride along, and enjoyed the conversation. We definitely missed it, and after listening a little bit, maybe who knows whether it's Echolink or State or TMR, but. Hope you have a good trip, so definitely enjoy it. Tell everyone hello. 73 is in the 88th between the family. We'll hook up again here soon. And WCB will be clear on your mic.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. You guys enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to your Mom. KAYN Euclid.
Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 76 degrees.
KAKV. Quick weather checkup from my area. Pretty steady rain, some lightning, some thunder, no wind to kill you.
Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 74 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.